Oop.
I will be putting Lessa and the Moors on air in just a second once I get the board set correctly. Drum roll, please. Come on. There it goes. Okay. Mic 1, 2, 3, and 4. All right. You guys want to all say hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
Awesome. Okay, we are all here. And would you guys all like to introduce yourselves and maybe say what instrument you play in the band as well?
Hi, I'm Matthew Davies, and I play bass.
Hey, I'm Lessa, and I sing.
I'm Ben McEwen, and I play guitar.
I'm Matt, and I play rhythm guitar.
And it's great to meet all of you. And now that you've all introduced yourselves, so I really like your name, Lessa and the Moors. It's very fun, good pun. So obviously, you're Lessa.
Yes.
And whose idea was the pun?
So we were actually at a show, and our manager Sophie was talking to someone at the door, and we were trying to come up with band names at the time, and she was kind of mulling it over, and this guy was like, oh, like Lessa, like what about Lessa and the Moors, like less is more, and we're like, that's too good, like we gotta use it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Were there, I mean, I was gonna ask if there were any other band name ideas floated, but I would imagine, like that probably took the cake.
Do you guys? We had definitely had a bunch. Do you guys have any?
I mean, I've been really pushing for us to get rid of the Lessa part recently, to convert to just the Moors.
Yeah, he wants us to be the Moors.
But right now we're still Lessa and the Moors.
I like it. You know,
it's like, you know how it used to be the Facebook, and then it became Facebook, and that's when they took off.
Yeah.
The second we get rid of Lessa, we're going to be, you know, signing some pretty big deals.
Yeah.
But then again, I mean, if you think about Jefferson Starship and then Starship, I don't know.
I don't know if I mean, I suppose, yes.
I like to think we're Facebook in this case.
That's fair. That's fair. Well, it's Lessa and the Facebook then.
Just
for
Facebook.
Now. Just yeah, Facebook. Just Facebook, of course. Yes. So how long have you guys all been playing together?
So Matt Lott, rhythm guitarist, Ben and I, and then Eli, our drummer, who isn't here right now, we've been playing together since like last January, February, but then Matt Davies just joined us in like November.
Yes.
Like, yeah, the newbie.
Yep.
And where are all of you from? We kind of did this before we got on the air, but just for context for anyone listening, if you want to.
Well, I'm from Westchester, New York.
Woo, the best Chester.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I'm from South Florida.
Yeah, I'm from Cold Spring, a little north of Westchester.
Mm-hmm. I'm from Connecticut.
Also a little bit north of Westchester. Yeah. Or just east of Westchester, depending on, yeah.
Something like that.
Or yeah, yeah, north, yeah, anyway. And how do you think that, I mean, some places have very different sounds. Wow. I'm sorry. I woke up at like 5 a.m. today.
Really?
Yeah. Anywho, how have all of your like local home sounds incorporated into your music, I guess? If that question makes any sense.
It's a great question.
Yeah. Oh, great. Thank you. Oh.
You're proud of me, man.
I can go on this one. I mean, when I was a small boy, I used to go to this thing called playgroup, which is when all the kids would get together with their mummies and we would play, I guess. And we used to sing songs together. Like you'd sit on your mum's lap. And one of the songs was called Mama Eatin' Cheese. And I would say the sort of fun, easygoing nature of that song has definitely stuck with me throughout the years, even to now as a mature adult.
Do you remember how it goes?
Yeah, it was something like, Mama Eatin' Cheese. It is so very yummy, Marmite and cheese. I eat it every day.
Wow. That was so good.
That's gorgeous.
Yeah.
New single.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just
watch out, guys.
Yeah.
Cover that.
You replace me as a singer, gosh.
Yeah.
Great thing about Marmite is it doesn't really go bad either. Yeah. I haven't had to restock.
You eat Marmite?
No. I do.
Wow. I've tried Marmite once. One of my professors brought it to our class, and I was not a fan, but I could see the appeal.
I lather myself in it every morning.
Great for the skin, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Antioxidants, all that.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. I help him lather in it.
He does.
Shouldn't be talking about that on the radio.
He cleans it off me, actually.
That's fine. Yeah.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, yeah.
We're both Matts.
Don't spill our secrets. I mean, there you go.
I will say, taking the Marmite off is much more fun than it is putting it on.
I don't think we can talk about how you get it off on air. But yeah, no, Marmite's great. And yeah, it just doesn't go bad, which is fantastic. Yes. I haven't had to restock in like several years.
Well, you're not eating enough of it then.
I'm really not. It's true. I'm falling behind on my Marmite consumption.
How many pounds?
Oh, you know what I really miss?
What's that?
Feijoas.
Oh, yeah, feijoas. What are they called here? They're called like guavas.
Pineapple guavas.
Pineapple guavas. Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
I'm going to try one.
Feijoas are, yeah. Good times. Good times.
Yeah, I sorry for anyone. Matt grew up, you grew up in New Zealand?
I grew up in New Zealand, yeah. Yeah, we used to have, on the way, I would walk to school every day, and we used to have, there was like a feijoa bush down one of the pathways, and you just mm-hmm. pick them off on the way.
Yeah, and when I was in New Zealand, they quickly became my favorite fruit, and then when I came back from New Zealand, I sought them out with a burning passion. Turns out that there's a company in California that will ship them to you. Oh. They're on Etsy, but they will ship them to you. But it's like $80 for a kilo,
which is
like, yeah.
It's expensive. There's a whole community of Australians and New Zealanders that sort of do Australian, New Zealand things in America for a very small client base.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I also really miss Tui, the beer, but, and yeah, it's a different story.
No, let's talk about that.
No, yeah. Can't, cute bottle caps.
Yeah. They have like the little quiz things on them, right?
Yeah. The fun facts. Nice. So, you guys all go to school together, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And where do you guys go?
I'm going to BU.
Nice. How do you guys like it?
I love it.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I was at UMass Amherst last year, I transferred in. So that's why I didn't know them until now.
Yeah. Right. And how did you all meet?
So we all met through the Music Business Club in BU. It started because I had become friends with Eli, because I was using his ID to get into the music rooms in one of the dorms. And then he introduced me to Ben. And then the reason that Matt Lott, New Zealander.
Wow.
Oh my God, I'm going to get yelled at after. is because I forgot a microphone for one of our rehearsals, and we made him come trudge through the rain and bring it. And then he just loved us so much, he had to play bass for us. Right, Matt?
Yeah.
He's still trying to get back that mic.
He's still trying to leave. He's silently calling for help.
Well, I mean, if you're going to call him an Australian regularly, I don't blame him.
It's abusive. What it is.
Sorry.
Yeah, truly. Yeah. And and then other Matt, how did you meet the rest?
I met them through also the Music Business Club, which I joined this last semester in the fall. I was basically in like a group with some other people, but I talked to Eli, our drummer, and then he basically introduced me to them, saying that they needed a bassist because their current bassist wanted to play guitar. So I came in as the bassist, cause that's like my main instrument. So
mm-hmm. Nice. So what is the Music Business Club?
It's basically, so there's not really a music business or any type of like music programs besides like the College of Fine Arts that like, it's more like classical and like musicianship based. So there's nothing about like music business at BU. So the Music Business Club basically is meant to like educate people and like give people a space to network that like want to be involved in the music industry. And then we have like artists that are like featured every semester that we like work on teams with to like develop with like whatever their goals are. And I was actually an artist last spring, and that's kind of how, like, because Eli, our drummer, and then Sophie, our manager, were, like, on my artist team, so that's kind of, like, how the whole thing kind of got rolling.
Gotcha. And that sounds like a really cool thing, and I was like, yeah, you guys are such a, you know, it's kind of rare to see a band at this stage with a manager, which is actually how I was introduced to you guys in the first place, but that makes sense that it was all through this club. And
absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think that I speak for everyone when I say that none of this would have been possible without the guidance of Sophie, our manager,
who's
amazing.
No way.
And sets all of this stuff up for us and sets up all the gigs and keeps us stuck together,
even though the Moors together.
We really hate each other, but with Sophie there as a as a sort of sticky
mediator.
Substance to keep us together, we have been able to not break up like many bands will or do.
Yeah,
she's amazing.
She's the best. Like, I don't know what we would do without her.
Mm-hmm. And she really sold me on you guys too. Like, well, first I'm gonna let you guys define your genre before I try and recall how Sophie defined your genre.
How did Sophie define our genre?
Yeah, no, I want to know.
You guys go first. You guys go first.
I think like we've written a lot of music that is not out on Spotify that we perform live that we would consider to be more like indie rock is kind of what we're going for. But I think the sound that I have on Spotify is more like. Like alt pop, I think is what it.
I thought we were rock and roll, but alt pop apparently. Yeah.
Not a jazz band.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, Ben thinks we're jazz.
Eli thinks we're jazz.
Eli wishes we were jazz.
Yeah.
He keeps trying to swing everything.
Yeah, Eli keeps trying to turn all of our music into jazz, and we're just like, dude, not the vibe.
Yeah, no. I was cool with it.
So what did Sophie?
So say, yeah, so Sophie kind of. I'm sure that she had like alt, pop, indie, rock, that kind of stuff. But then she said, but, you know, there are these. So that's Lessa. And then all of the other bandmates are also bringing their own sounds. You know, there's one of them who's into jazz. There's one of them that's like bringing a lot of like 70s rock and progressive rock kind of sound. And then just like other like more. Yeah. Other things. So. I guess what are your favorite genres of music that you guys hear?
I would say in that way, listening to us is sort of like eating a sandwich with mustard, mayonnaise, ketchup, all the sauces in it.
Yeah.
You know, it's
and like a smattering of Marmite too.
Yeah, right. As well, yeah. It's kind of disgusting.
It's kind of okay.
It's like so gross. You're like, I have to take another bite.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's intriguing.
Kind of tastes like absolutely. Nothing. You know?
Definitely. Yeah. I think Sophie probably sold us better than we do ourselves.
Yeah, Sophie's sold us a little bit. Amazing at selling us. That's probably why she's our manager. That girl can.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I talked with her for like 5-10 minutes, and I was like, okay, yeah, when's the show? I'm writing this down. I'll get a ticket later. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, what was the question?
What are your favorite genres of music? What kind of music are you
I
guys into?
I can start for this one. I listen to a lot of more like 90s, like alternative rock,
mm-hmm.
and like a little bit of metal.
Nice.
So it's kind of interesting sometimes how it comes through our music, which is a more indie rock sound. Because like, we'll go to a rehearsal, and you know, Ben has like his Telecaster guitar with like a single coil pickup, and then I have like my bass with like a distortion pedal on it, and it's like really unnecessary for it, but the way that we're able to blend the two sounds together, it ends up sounding very nice when we all accumulate. So
mm-hmm.
I love indie rock and like alternative rock. Like, I've always been someone that's really gravitated towards like alternative. I love that.
Any bands that stand out?
Right now, I really... Actually, Sophie turned me on to them, but it's a band called Quarters of Change. And I really love them. They're, like, a little smaller. They're actually coming to Boston in April. I'm going to see them, which is really exciting. But I just think that their, like, guitar sounds and their, like, music in general is just, like, really interesting. Specifically, they have this one song called Kiwi, and Sophie and I are, like, obsessed with the solo. At 4:12.
What kind of solo? Is it guitar?
It's a guitar solo. Yeah. And I think actually it's really funny because one of our most like defining moments was we did this like brand partnership, like social media thing with Brandy Melville in New York. And like, I just have this like memory of Sophie and I like running down the streets of Soho, like we're like sharing AirPods, like listening to that solo. And it was like definitely one of like a core memory for me. So I love them. And like, Sophie loves Wallows, and she kind of introduced me to them. Love mm-hmm. Wallows. I've always also loved, like, Paramore. Like, Hayley Williams has, like, always been, like a inspiration for me.
How'd you land the brand partnership?
We don't know.
Yeah, they just emailed us. Like, I was in a class, and it was, like, I got an email. I was like, this has to be fake, because you get so many fake emails, but it was not fake.
Cool. Nice.
Yeah. Very, very cool.
Continuing down the line, Ben, what about you?
Oh, yeah. I listen to a lot of stuff, but I'd say, like, my main influence, like, a lot of, like, 60s and 70s, like, you know, classic rock, a lot of love songs, you know. But that's my jam.
Any favorites? Any ballads?
Ooh.
Or not ballads?
Yeah, I guess, You Never Give Me Your Money on Abbey Road. That's a really great one. A lot of great mm-hmm. guitar tones on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
can never go wrong saying a Beatles song stands out to you, you know?
Yeah, you know. yeah, you know, Beach Boys, some mm-hmm. Burt Bacharach, yeah, Stones, you know, just mm-hmm. all the good stuff.
And we call Tom Ben Petty. The next Tom Petty.
I'm definitely Petty. Yeah, yeah, the boomer.
Yeah, he's the boomer of the band.
Yeah. And?
Yeah, I...
Do you mind?
I play guitar, so most of the, you know, old guitar stuff. I was listening to some Duane Allman today, which is good fun.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
But yeah, that sort of thing.
Cool. All right, and how did you guys all get started playing music?
Oh, man. I've been playing... I actually started playing drums in, like, middle school because I needed to pick an instrument for my school band. Mm-hmm. And over time, from playing drums, I was like, I wanted to play a pitched instrument, but I didn't think I could play guitar, so I just played bass in the first place. And then I ended up really, really liking it. So now mm-hmm. I play guitar and bass, but I still think bass is the superior instrument. yeah, but that's basically that. And I don't know, like, my dad, like, really, he like, his music that he grew up with is, like, a lot what I listen to, so and he was always very encouraging with music, so that's good.
I mean, I've like, music has been a thing for me since I was like a baby. Like, I remember watching like my little like kid things, and they would like sing songs, and I was trying to like mimic the way like the girl was playing guitar. But I started writing songs when I was like 6, and like for like my little like choir in elementary school, and they were not good for a long time, but I persevered, and I like, I've always just been singing, and I started playing guitar like so I could write better when I was in like 6th grade, and I've just kind of kept up with it ever since. Like, I really picked up with it during like COVID, the pandemic. Like, I had nothing to do, so I just sat in my room and like recorded like covers and put them on Instagram, and that's kind of how I started. But yeah, it's just something that's always been with me, always been a part of me.
That's great. Yeah, glad you stuck with it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I started playing guitar, but it's like one class we had in middle school just for a quarter, but then I just stuck with it, and then eventually got good enough where you know, me and my dad would do some open mics, and we eventually formed our own band. I just like carried that through, you know, to college. You know, we play like a lot of the stuff from his era, you know, and that really influenced my music taste and, you know, style. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I started playing when I was 6 to get girls, and it's working very well so far, and I've just been playing ever since.
I've been waiting to have someone say that on my radio show, because that's like that's the classic reason why someone learns how to play guitar. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
You're trying to get girls when you were 6
years old.
Very forward thinking.
Well, hey, they were
6
years old too.
Yeah.
I hope they were 6 years old.
It's like, I don't even want to make the sound bite of me saying like, "Yeah, I learned guitar to pick up 6-year-olds. let's get this straight here. No, I was 6'2". Don't misquote me. Yikes.
Yeah, no, it's a very effective measure, I'd say.
Yes.
Technique.
Yeah. Yes.
I guess I need to practice more.
If you guys could pick any instrument to learn and just like become a master at it like tomorrow, overnight, what instrument would you choose?
I probably guitar.
Come on, pick something more exciting.
Well, bass player. My practical answer obviously would be like guitar or bass. I actually just got a bass and I'm desperately trying to learn, but I think if I want to pick something more cool, I'd do like a violin or like cello or something. That's just really, like, I don't know what I'd use that for, but that's just like really cool. I don't know
what Lessa's idea on cool is skewed.
I think it's cool. That's what matters.
I'm sorry if I'm misremembering, but I'm pretty sure I remember Matt saying he knows how to play the didgeridoo.
What's cooler than the didgeridoo?
I'd want to learn the automaton.
What is that?
It's the little, little guy with like the face that like squeaks. Imagine how cool that'd be to like whip out an automaton solo at a gig.
Yeah, I don't think that they're supposed to be that hard to play.
Right.
But being a master at it would be
virtuoso.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should get one. I don't think they're like $30, right?
I've never met an automaton master, but I've met guitar masters.
I don't know if there are any. Yeah. You could be the first.
There may be reasons for that.
Might be limited by the instrument itself.
Yeah, I'd say piano for me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's in every room, you know. Just pull up, you know, don't have to carry anything, you know. No
it's
gear.
Probably the most useful.
Yeah, piano yeah. is gorgeous. I wish I could play piano.
Didgeridoo second.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously.
Well, playing a didgeridoo is not that hard. It's the learning how to circular breathe that's tricky.
Oh.
Mm. It's making making a sound on it. Not that hard. Yeah.
It's pretty easy.
Exactly, for like 4 seconds. But if you want to keep going, then you need to like...
Well, no one really wants you to keep going with the didgeridoo. they want 4 seconds of it and that's it.
That's why no one learns the didgeridoo to pick up chicks.
Yeah.
They do that for themselves.
Bagpipes would also be crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Bagpipes.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. That'd be sweet. Or like the
organ. That's a manly instrument.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good one. Maybe a harp.
Oh, a harp.
A harp would actually be.
That'd be sick. So, like, so difficult to bring around. Like, how do you transport a harp? But, like, it'd be cool to know how to play it.
Imagine tuning one.
Oh, God. So many strings.
Imagine tuning.
I actually met a harp player the other day, and she said, you just, like, lug it around.
Jeez.
And, yeah, it's, like, 30, 40 pounds.
Oh, my God.
But...
Damn.
Does she lift in her spare time?
No.
She lifts her harp.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and she always took the elevator as well with the harp. All right, so yeah, songwriting. Lessa, do you do most of the songwriting?
So I write a lot of the lyrics, but I think, like, especially on our new music, like, the Mats come up with a lot of, like, the guitar parts and the rhythm, and so does Ben, and then Eli, like, obviously writes the drum parts, so I think, like, we all write within our respective, like, role in the band. So it's definitely a very collaborative effort. Like, I think that's what makes, like, all of our new music that we have yet to release so, like, special is, like, it's not just, like, one person. It's kind of, like, all of us have put, like, our heart and soul into it.
Yeah. What's that process like? Like, do you come with lyrics and then...
Usually what happens is Matt will send a very oddly named voice note into our group chat. I can't say some of them on here. And then we will usually, like, meet up, and then they'll come up with the guitar and the structure, and then I'll kind of write lyrics to what they bring to me, and then maybe we'll, like, tweak some things to kind of fit, but usually that's our process.
Nice. Yeah, that sounds like a good way to do it. Gotta just bring it all together. Right, well, we actually started things off with your newest release, Break My Heart, which was released Valentine's Day, right?
Yep.
Yes. So obviously that's not, or it's not a love song.
No. No, it's not.
What was the inspiration behind releasing it on Valentine's Day? I mean, you guys are into puns, irony as well.
Yeah. I think it's kind of a song, like, it's like the opposite of love. It's kind of like break my heart, and I feel like that's kind of like a funny message, like, on Valentine's Day, because that's, like, you know, Valentine's Day, like, day of love, but it's kind of just like an anti-Valentine's Day almost, so I thought that would be, like, a funny thing to play into.
For sure. And it sounds great. So you also said that you guys have unreleased music at the moment. Do you have anything coming up?
Not at the moment. It's kind of TBD, but we're working on it.
And do you have any gigs coming up?
The Moors, very far in advance. We have a few things brewing for, like, September, but that's very far away. Matt, our bass player, actually is another band, and he has a gig at the Jungle on Friday, which will be really cool. It's a great venue.
So that's right. And a great band.
Yeah, and a great band.
Oh, thank you.
His
great
music guitars. Is sick. I sing on one of them.
That's right.
I do background vocals. Yeah.
That's right.
It's like, even though we're in different bands, like, we all help each other out. Like.
Exactly. And Ben and Eli are members of that band as well. So.
Yeah. Nice.
And we have
nice.
Another friend of ours on bass. Our friend Tate, shout out.
Tate.
What's the name of that project?
It's called Violet Revival.
Violet Revival.
It takes a lot of, like, the alternative 90s sounds that I've always been really into. So, yeah. Cool. Obviously, just been writing that since, like, August. And, yeah. Nothing's out yet, but it will be.
Nice. And if you want to hear it before it's out, Jungle. The Jungle, this Friday.
That's right.
Yeah.
9 p.m. we get on, so
awesome.
Be there.
Yeah. Are any of you guys involved with other projects other than that other project?
I mean, I also work on solo things, which is like, I kind of like meshed my solo stuff with the band, like when we were first starting out, but I'm working on some stuff of my own.
Cool.
Yeah, I play with my dad back home, and I'm also trying to work on some of my own stuff. Yeah.
And what's that band called, if you want to share about it?
Yeah, we're Sharky and the Sparks. Yeah. I'm the Sparks.
Yes.
Yeah. Sharky.
Yeah, I make music with Owen sometimes.
Do you want to tell us who Owen is?
No.
He gatekeeps Owen. It's not fair.
Well, I, you know, we all need an Owen.
Yeah, we all do. We all need an Owen.
All right, well, let's listen to another song that you guys have released. How about For the Plot?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Banger.
We'll be right back.
I sinking in. They say put away your claws, there's no room for this. Oh no, you can never be too sweet. You get further with honey and the stinger of a bee. It's my reflex that I subconsciously train. I have goals in the darkness, but one's black in my veins.
That was just Honey by Lessa and the Moors, and before that, Lessa and the Moors with For the Plot, both released last year. And let's pick up where we left off, or let's jump into your inspiration. Where do you guys like to go physically or mentally when you're writing or looking for inspiration?
I think I just kind of dive into, like, the emotion of, like, the song or, like, the scenario I base the song off of and kind of just, like, tune everything else out. And it kind of helps when I'm performing because, like, the lights are in my face, so I can't really see anything, so that helps too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, turning inside.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I feel like we're our best on stage, you know, like, the energy's there and you're not too much in your head, you know? I feel like a lot of times, at least I know for me, at rehearsal, I'll just, like, be, not great, but
yeah. I mean, I look into Lessa's eyes and get inspired. I find her eyes very inspiring.
Thanks, Matt.
Can everyone hear themselves okay, by the way? Yes. Yeah. Good. Right, so you guys have been in Boston for a couple of years, or like I'd say a couple of years now.
Yeah.
Do you have any favorite Boston venues, either to play at or to go to see shows?
My favorite that I've played at was probably Jungle. I thought it was just really fun. Like, the vibes were good, the crowds were great. It was just like a fun, like, very chill vibe. My favorite place to see shows is probably, like, Sinclair is really great. I just love all the small venues. Like, I'm such a sucker for, like, a good, like, intimate venue.
Yeah, I like the basement venues. I think they're kind of unique to Boston, or at least I haven't seen them anywhere else. And they're, you know, always good fun, you know, cheap to get into, which is always a plus. And just like random people there, you see people wearing like tails and stuff, which is funny. So, yeah, I like the basement
show. Love
shows.
A basement show.
Yeah. A lot of creatures come out. yeah, the Wilbur is also a really nice theater.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad seat in the place.
Yeah. Yes. There have been so many bands that have come to the Wilbur recently that have been like, oh, that looks great, but the tickets are like $80. Mm. Oh, well.
Life.
Yeah. But I think I saw King Crimson there a while back, and that was fun.
Sick.
Nice.
There's a small venue I went to called TD Garden.
Oh, yeah.
I saw a show there. It was pretty good.
Really underground.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who'd you see?
I saw Tool.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice, yeah. I went to my first show at TD Garden a couple weeks ago. Or oh, yeah? I guess that was... No, that was Halloween. Never mind. It was a couple months ago. Several months ago.
Who'd yeah. you see?
Depeche Mode.
Oh.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, that was a fun Halloween show.
I was actually at the Sinclair on Halloween, so...
Ooh, who'd you see?
I saw Crooked Kings.
I don't know them. What genre is that?
They're like indie rock. They're really good. Actually, I really like them. I can't really think of a song that you would know, to be honest with you, but I can name some, but I don't know if you'd know them.
I don't know if I would, but I can look them up afterwards.
Yeah, they're really, yeah. really cool. Highly recommend.
Excellent. Oh, that's the name of the show. Ding, ding, ding. The lights, I don't know. You know, like I feel like you won a prize if you say that. Anyway,
yeah, what do I win?
You win the lightning round.
Wow.
You've triggered the lightning round. All right, so we're gonna go through and let's go from Matt to Matt. And feel free to answer with more than just a sentence if you are really inspired. Otherwise, we're looking for like the quick response off the top of your head. So let's start out. Dream musical collaboration.
Trent Reznor from Nine Inch Nails.
Nice.
Wait, I have to say the same thing because he produced this Halsey album. I do. I love Halsey and I love that album, so that'd be really, really cool. I have to agree with you.
Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Yeah.
Michael Jackson.
Good luck.
He knows a few people.
Hey, yeah. Hey, it's all about your connections. Favorite gig that you've played?
Well, I've only played one gig with Less Than the Moors. I've played two. Oh, I totally forgot.
Yeah.
I'd say the Rockwell.
Rockwood.
Right? Rockwood. Rockwood Music Hall in Fenway. Yeah. That was a good show.
Rockwood was fun. Jungle has to be my favorite, though. That one was just, like, so chill. Because it was, like, we literally got the gig, like, a few days before, so you didn't really have time to, like, freak out about it. So that was fun.
Yeah, it's got to be the Rockwood. That show was electric. Yeah.
We had one at the Bebop in our very early days. That was super rock and roll.
That we don't talk about.
We had no
that.
Snare.
We swore
no
to never
amps.
Bring that up.
That was hands down.
Totally isn't a free part of
the coolest.
On it.
The coolest
no
show
way.
That we've done. We haven't been out of topic since.
There was only a kick drum and a cymbal.
Great crowd.
So atrocious.
Yeah, humble beginnings.
Very humble. It was like 90 degrees that day too. So very. Sweaty.
Humid.
Always gotta start somewhere.
They booed us off the stage. No, they didn't. They wanted to.
Don't spread it.
And look at you now, you know?
Yeah.
Overcoming adverse. Everyone loves an underdog story.
Yeah. The funny thing about that gig is we thought it'd be a good idea to let someone from the Daily Free Press follow us and write something about it. It's horrible. The article's great, but I think we all have... we all...
Okay, Lessa's done talking now.
We also said that gig had to be the one that was covered because it was not our finest moment.
Well,
and now it lives forever on
dogs,
the internet.
Speaking of an underdog story, are you thinking of adding a pet to your family?
No.
The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there is a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, please contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585 or visit www.sterlingshelter.org.
Thank you very
much.
Those
guys.
No, they're all yeah.
No,
all,
we love yeah. the dogs.
Yeah, actually, we're not even allowed to play ads on the air. Oh. Yeah,
I have an adopted cat. And best oh, pet yeah. ever. Oh. So there
I
you
a
go.
Dog. Mm-hmm.
Adopting is great.
Oh yeah, tell me about your pets, all of you. We'll do this as one of the lightning round questions.
Yeah.
I'm gonna add that to the list.
I got a cat named Goose.
And, why would you name your cat after a bird?
You wouldn't understand.
I had a cat named Mouse.
Dude, Goose and Mouse would be an awesome duo.
Oh yeah.
Like Goose yeah. from like Maverick and Goose.
Like Goose from my cat.
Yeah. Nice. It's a new Tom and Jerry.
Exactly.
I have a dog. Her name is Cannoli, because we're very Italian. We call her Noli, and she's the light of my life.
What kind of dog?
She's like a very small golden doodle.
Oh, nice.
With a very big personality.
Yeah, I used to have two rabbits, Miso and Momo.
Aw.
Or Molly, actually. My bad.
You don't know your rabbit's name?
My sisters took care of them mostly.
Yeah, I have a fish called Graham.
Nice.
What kind of fish?
Yeah.
He's gray.
Is he a big goldfish?
He's the gray guy.
A gotcha. Gray goldfish. Nice.
Yes. Favorite song to perform?
I gotta go with the one that I don't know, Honey probably, or Hazy, one of those two. I like the acoustic one. Actually, our new one though, Sirens, is my personal favorite because I have a very fun bass part.
Ooh.
Yeah. And you know, one person told me that I should settle down on the bass part, but
don't listen to them.
I'm not listening to them. Don't worry.
Sirens is definitely my favorite. That's like my favorite one that we've. It's one of the ones that are unreleased that we've written together, and it's like I love that song. It's definitely my favorite.
Yeah, Sirens has been a lot of fun. Whispers that we wrote in like September. That's been a good hit for us.
Yeah, I love Whispers too.
Yeah,
it's a little jazzy for Eli.
Which is funny because Eli's the jazzy one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah. So what's the next question?
You have to answer.
Oh, yeah.
You don't like
yeah. What's your
favorite
song? What's your favorite song
favorite
to play?
My favorite song to play?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like playing any of our songs.
Not even the ones you've written? What about Ferris Wheel?
Huh?
Ferris Wheel.
Oh, Kiss Me on the Ferris Wheel is good.
It's not called Kiss Me on the Ferris Wheel.
It's called Kiss Me on
no,
the Ferris Wheel.
No, it's not.
It's about being kissed on the Ferris Wheel.
It's not what it's about.
Yeah. Well, then
every,
what is
every
it
little
about?
Girl's dream.
I mean, that is a direct lyric from the song. Is
okay,
the
but
it,
that's not what it's about.
I mean, it's in the title. Every song topic is
about
the title.
You should have heard the name before it was called Kiss Me on the Ferris Wheel.
Say it.
I don't think you can say that on the radio.
I think you can. It's scientific.
I think it's all right. I think it's all right. Yeah. I think you should move on to the next.
I won't say it, just in case.
Okay. Okay. You can tell me after.
Yeah.
What's a song that you guys would like to cover?
Ooh. I've been saying that we should cover Today by the Smashing Pumpkins.
Linger by the Cranberries.
Oh, High on You, Survivor.
The Final Countdown.
Nice. Yeah, that'd be fun. And then we get the whole crowd hyped up.
Yeah.
Like, you know, yeah.
We do it as a last
Who's gonna
song,
play
the encore.
Synth?
It's the final countdown. We do it on guitar or something. We play on drums.
Did you guys play a cover when I saw you at the Rockwell?
Did.
Or yeah. Rockwood, Rockwood.
I think we played two.
We played Black Sheep
we played two.
And Put Your Records On.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Go, okay. Put your records yeah. on. Tell me your favorite song.
Just go ahead, let your hair down.
Take that to the studio.
Oh, yeah.
Number Gorgeous. One.
We used to be an a cappella group.
Yeah.
You know, I can hear it. You know, you guys got those harmonies down.
Yeah.
Favorite word?
Can't say.
My favorite word? Dude, that's the hardest question I think I've ever been asked in my life.
Yeah, gosh.
Mine's me.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Myself.
I.
Oh, jeez. I think maybe this isn't my favorite word overall, but the first thing that came to mind is in one of our songs, Orange and like it's our song, but like, you know, I made it before I met them. I say like saccharin, and people always like one lyric they always bring up is that lyric, so I think that's a good word.
Definitely. And Ben.
Oh, splendid.
Huh. Spectacular.
Brilliant.
Ah, oh, that was
favorite color?
Oh, I'm colorblind.
Oh, perfect.
We were driving here, and he looks at the traffic light. He goes, "Is that red or yellow?" I was like, "How are you allowed? How do you have a driver's license?"
Oh, it was a joke. But teal.
Oh, good answer. Yeah.
And being colorblind with teal is crazy. It's like I only know one person who that's their favorite color, and they're also colorblind.
Because you can't really see it like everyone else.
Right.
So yeah, exactly. You can't tell how it's awful teal is.
Definitely not red or green. Yeah, it's basically just blue with like a tiny bit of green in it.
Yeah.
I
like it.
Yeah. I love green.
Nice.
I like a Sedona red.
Yeah. Very specific.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like green.
Oh, we have the same favorite color. Wow.
No, my green is better than your green.
It is.
How are we judging this?
I said so.
Thank you, Ben.
Yeah, no problem.
Our band's color is supposed to be like blue, and none of us said blue.
I'm wearing blue.
Blue's my second favorite color.
Well,
I'm
Matt
wearing
wouldn't know.
Blue jeans.
Well, teal's blue.
Teal, yeah,
is
I guess
blue.
So.
Yeah. I guess so. Yeah.
Philistine.
What? Yeah. Everyone's second favorite is obviously blue, so it works. Yeah,
that's true.
Blue is my favorite color for like the majority of my life, but I feel like I need to like change things up.
Gotcha. Me too. And then it was originally yellow, and I'm sticking with yellow. Because no one says it's a good color.
Yeah, no one says yellow.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Yellow's first concert color. That you all went to.
My first concert was also a Tool concert. I've seen them 7 times.
That's awesome.
So I like them.
Yeah. How old were you for your first Tool concert?
I was, I think, 16, 17. Okay. It was in 2019, I want to say. And nice. I forget how old I was, to be honest.
That's fair.
I think 16.
I saw Katy Perry when I was 10, and it was phenomenal.
Cool.
I saw U2 when I was 14.
Nice, nice.
Good old Ed Sheeran took my concert virginity when I was, must have been like, I don't know, 9, probably, with my mom.
Matt, do you like Ed Sheeran?
No.
How'd you end up there?
My mom.
You know, yeah. I seem to recall you were defending Ed Sheeran the other day.
Mother knows best. You know?
I think that there are merits to his music. It's just not for me.
Yeah,
personally.
Roasted.
No, Matt
loves
him.
You know he has a tattoo of a ketchup bottle?
Ed Sheeran does?
Yeah.
Let's not get into Ed Sheeran, okay?
I instantly love
this is our time.
He's a good guy. He's a good role model.
What's the best advice that you've ever been given?
Never take advice. What? Never take advice from anyone.
Wow. That's,
yeah.
That would get us nowhere as a society.
Jokes are over here.
Just to relax.
Yeah.
I'd say to do what you enjoy.
Yeah. I think like getting more serious, just like, yeah, like what you're saying, like stick with your passions and kind of do what you feel is like going to fulfill you the most. Live, you know, live life to the fullest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Play through your mistakes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. When you're not working on music, what do you do for fun, other than school? I don't know if that I know when I was in school, the only thing I did was radio.
I grew up playing hockey.
Oh, cool.
I don't play at the moment because our team's kind of good and I'm not that good. But so I guess I just like play soccer sometimes. You know, do little things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I love to read, so I like reading. I also like just going on like walks and enjoying like the Northeast, because I'm from Florida, so we don't see many like trees besides palm trees.
Yeah, I don't know, biking around campus maybe, or just watching Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, not gonna elaborate on that.
Has no hobbies.
I don't know. Yeah, I got nothing.
He said enough.
Okay. That's fair.
You don't even practice.
And do you guys have any jokes?
We spent the entire car ride here trying to come up with jokes. I don't think we came up with a single one.
We're quite a serious band. We don't really like to joke around, to be honest.
Yeah. It's bad for our image.
We're not a comedy troupe.
Yeah, no. I mean, we're serious musicians who make serious music.
Nobody likes us for our jokes.
Honestly, a bit of an insulting question.
Wow, yeah. No, you know, I think you got me there. You know, you came in with a pun for a name, so I think, or it's not even a pun, it's wordplay.
It's wordplay.
Yeah. We're deceiving.
Yeah, we play, we just don't joke.
Yeah, it's very Shakespearean.
Yeah.
Very, you know.
Yeah, truly.
You know, I think that's a lot of pressure, saying, like, do you have a joke? Like, maybe I do, but I just forgot it.
How dare you?
You're allowed. You don't have to have a joke. I just like to ask, you know?
Thank you for asking. That was really nice of you. If we did have a joke, we would be really excited to tell you.
Damage control.
My pleasure. Anytime. And yeah, I think that that's about what I've got for you guys. Do you guys have any final words of wisdom?
Stream break my heart.
Oh yeah, and also plug your socials.
Yeah, we're Lessa and the Moors, L-E-S-S-A, on Instagram. So y'all can follow us.
And that's Moors with one O.
M-O-R-E-S, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you guys had chemistry music, you could be Lessa and the Moors. Or no, Moors. I guess that's... Did Moore do... He did some chemistry stuff, right? I don't know.
We don't know. We don't...
Yeah. Chemistry wasn't my best subject. That's why I'm a communications major.
You're looking at
major.
Three business students.
Yeah. Three business students and
one film.
Three rock and roll stuff. No, two business students and two communications.
You're a business student.
We don't do chemistry.
No, but thank you so much for having us
on.
Thank you. It's been so much fun. It's been great being able to share our music with you.
Yeah.
Thanks to everyone that makes all of our music possible as well. You know, big shout out to Sophie, who we've already mentioned.
Yes.
And Sophie's assistant. Ben.
Supposedly.
Yeah, no, you know it. What's it? What's the guy's name? I don't know. His name, whatever his name is, he does some stuff as well.
Oh, Damien.
Yeah, Damien. Yeah. Damien. Love
shout
Damien.
Out Damien.
Also, shout out to Eli, who couldn't make it, our drummer.
He's a very good drummer.
Eli, he's too busy practicing right now.
Yeah.
He's running through all of our songs just over and over.
He
you
just
can't
like,
get him off the drum kit.
Locks himself in the basement practice rooms.
He's
he lives
in.
There.
Yep.
Yeah. And my mom, of course. Couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Number one.
Hi, Mom.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Mom, Dad, I'm on radio.
And if they're not listening right now, it will be on a podcast by the end of the week.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right on.
Thank you guys all for coming in. Be in touch if you have any new singles, any events coming up. I'd love to plug you guys on air anytime.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you. So
this was a blast, man. Thanks.
Yeah.
My pleasure. All right. And... let's see, it is now just about 8:55, so this is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'll be here for another 5 minutes, and then I will hand things over to On the Town with even more local music. And to break away from local music, until then, here is Turbo Nut.